Well, you'll know Bob Jamerson when you see him. He can sometimes be seen twirling a baton and marching through the streets of Atlanta in costume. He's also known as Baton Bob. But what you might not know is that the character was born out of a tragedy and debuted just after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. That's when he was furloughed from his job as a flight attendant and was looking for something to cheer himself up. But he noticed his costumes and twirling routines were making others smile. We learn more about 63-year-old Baton Bob in this Atlanta Sound.
We're about to walk into my costume room. We have all the masks over there and all the hats over here. You know, people in the neighborhood want to know, well, who is this nutcase? What's going on? Who is this person? I was born in Martinsville, Virginia in 1952, and I resided there until 1979 when I first moved to Atlanta. I started twirling baton when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old because I was drawn to the sport by watching halftime shows on Saturdays. And University of Tennessee used to always show up with a majorette squad of 20 girls. And they would do this real intricate twirling routine, tossing it in the hole. All in unison. And I said, I'm going to learn how to do that. I went to my grandma and asked her, would she buy me a baton when she went to town? And you know what she said? I ain't got no money for no baton. Get one of my old brooms and cut the handle off. And that's what I did. A month after 9/11 is when this character evolved. The nation was in a funk. It was really awful. But what freed me up was putting the costumes on and getting out there and making people laugh. I didn't care if people were laughing with me or at me. We needed to laugh. We're at the intersection of West Paces Ferry Road and Peachtree. When I'm out on the street every day, I am rehearsing for the next big show. It could be a birthday party, it could be a wedding reception. I line my MP3 player with music that I want to twirl to. People like Deborah Cox, Dinah Ross, Toni Braxton, these real strong female vocalists that when they sing, you feel their message.
The blessings of the night time we have, yeah.
I've been up in Buckhead now for like 6 months, and I came up here deliberately because I just think the community is a little stodgy and stuffy, so I thought it'd be good for me to bring a little flavor to it that they don't have that they need, believe it or not, and it's working because they come up and tell me that they're happy that I'm up here. They're honking their horns, they're hollering out the window. If they're on the street, they're rushing me for a photograph, so it's either one of the three above. And it's ongoing. When I'm not in costume, I could go my merry way and nobody would bother me. Now that picture has changed, and now they clock me out of costume. I used to get annoyed with people, but then I had to look at the bigger picture and say, you've created this, they want it, deliver it. People that don't appreciate me, that's a choice they make. But what I have learned that 9 times out of 10 is their issues. There's issues in their life that they have not dealt with. Sometimes people want to come up, they want to get physical, or they want to come up and shout obscenities at me and BS like that. And I'm going, wait a minute, don't disrespect me because you don't understand. When I stepped into this character 14 years ago, way society is that I knew that element is out there. It will always be out there. What it does, it just makes me that much more determined.
Bob Jamerson, a street performer in Atlanta. That story was produced by WABE's Tasneem Shama. You can find photos of Baton Bob on the street and submit a sound idea of your own at wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.